Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tempted Egg Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 26th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a quarter, closing at 356 and a half. March beans down 6¾ cents, closing at 985 and a half. March wheat up 6½ cents, closing at 441. Beans came under a little bit of pressure today as the exports were really pretty lousy, 616 for the beans. The corn was a good number, 1.45. Wheat was a little bit better than it's been, 427. We did see some fun buying in here, particularly in the wheat. The corn and the wheat both closed just within a penny or two of the 100-day moving average. We touched it yesterday in the corn. We got within a half a cent of it today in the wheat. If we could gap open higher over those 100-day moving averages on Sunday night, I think that would be pretty powerful. Corn and wheat certainly helped by the weaker dollar and the stronger crude oil. Dollar down 32, crude oil up 63. Dow Jones makes a new historic high here today. 26,517 is where we're currently at. That put some pressure on the bonds. Bonds down about two-thirds of a point. In the longer run, you know, the beans were weak because of the exports. The meal took it on the chin today, down $4.70 a ton. But the oil was up 29 ticks. I would prefer to see the meal lead the bean rally up. But again, I think it was just maybe a little bit of profit taking. We've had a nice run in the beans. I think we just saw a little bit of selling out here. The oat market back up a nickel. So, you know, again, the oat market doesn't act too terrible. We had the sell-off yesterday, filled the gaps, and rallied back a nickel here today. We'll get the cattle on feed here in just a few minutes. I would expect it to show an awful lot of cattle, which encourages me to think that we can still see some good demand out here domestically for the corn and the meal. You know, I think it's really in the funds ballpark out here. They're still short, I'm guessing, 200,000 corn, 100,000 wheat, maybe about 90,000 beans. So I think there's still plenty of upside potential. Technically, these charts look a lot better than they've looked in quite some time. We've got corn, wheat, and beans all closing higher for the year on a weekly basis. I think that's positive. We could finish out next week on a strong close. That would be great as well. And I think we've got some potential out here. So my recommendation would be, if you've sold corn or wheat, to buy back some call options and keep the upside open. If you've got a lot of corn in the bin and you're going to be planting a lot of corn, just buy yourself a cheap 4 or 5 cent put to protect the downside in case something goes astray out here. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.